Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
I'm hoping you'll give me a little bit of a free pass on this podcast because I don't have the same abilities as the great Rush Limbaugh. But as you recall, many times through the years, the great Rush Limbaugh would do his radio show, and things that he would have said or has been saying for a number of months turned out to be right. Eventually, his listeners would call in over and over and over and say, Rush is right. Rush is right. Well, I'm not right as often as Rush Limbaugh, and I certainly don't have the self-deprecating ability to point these things out as he did, where he would boast about his, you know, golden microphone and how he's 99.97% correct, proven scientifically and things like that. So I hope you'll just give me a free pass because I can't do it in the fun way that he did. But if you've been listening to this podcast, and especially if you're a patron, where on multiple occasions we've had Between the Lines 2.0, where we've debated with Danny Klinkscale the future of professional golf, you've known that for over a year I've been saying this was going to happen with the PGA Tour. I recommended 15 months ago that the PGA Tour get to the table, work out a deal, because this was inevitable. We did the second thing I hope you'll indulge me with is, this is why I do the patron podcasts. What happened on Tuesday in professional golf made what I think is, to date, the best patron podcast we've had. I was on the Chris DeGaul show. He had me on immediately on KCMO to talk about what was going on in professional golf. Then I did my own patron podcast, and I attached the interview from radio in case you missed that. And it wound up being close to 40 minutes long. Most patron podcasts are in the 20-some minute range. We love to do breaking news. I immediately start getting a gazillion emails from all of you saying, "Are you missed this one today. Your podcast was posted, and then the golf thing happened." And I emailed back most people and said, this is why we do patron podcasts. I would be honored if you joined as a patron. It's only $5 a month, but it's why we do it. When big things happen, there's going to be a lot of big things happen over the next year and a half with the elections, with politics, with things going on in sports. The Chiefs season is not too far away. I mean, we're just weeks away from them reporting to St. Joseph for training camp. All of this stuff, as news happens, as things break, it's the reason we have patron podcasts. And the patrons that have joined over the past couple of years have stayed for the most part. We've lost a few over the last few months for budgetary reasons. Almost all of them say the same thing. We're sitting down and we're looking at everything that we're spending. And this is one of those things that I can't justify and we're cutting. And it's only $5 a month, but we're cutting everything that we don't have to have. And I say, please do. Please cut that if that's where you are. I don't want you spending that. But if you're in a position where you were looking for information and news from the podcast Breaking News, which was, I think, my favorite thing to do on the radio. I loved days when I had a live broadcast where news broke and we were just working on the fly. And I think you'll find that in a lot of the patron podcasts, that things that are happening throughout the day, we do breaking news and we put them up right there. They come directly into your emails. You can play them right out of your email. Once you have the Podbean app and you sign up, it's a very simple process. And you just click play and you get them. So I covered all of the different dynamics of that story on a patron podcast yesterday. Today, what I'm going to do is just say that I am the only person that wasn't surprised by this. Well, I wasn't the only person. Donald Trump wasn't. Neither was Stephen A. Smith. I think the three of us have something in common. Obviously, they're in greater positions than I am. But I think we see, in many ways, communication, truth-telling, freedom of speech in the same regard. And so, you know, we went and we did the podcast. I saw this coming. I've seen it coming for months. I've been arguing with Danny on the Patreon podcast that it's going to happen. It's inevitable. The reason it was inevitable, in a nutshell, was there is no union for the players. There is no league. They're all independent contractors. And it was quite clear that LIV was going to hire all the best. They were simply going to pay more money to the best players to play golf for them. That's the simplest business model in the history of man. So my takeaway from all of this is these players on the PGA Tour that say they were shocked and surprised, they're fools. They're idiots. Will Zalatoris is a golfer on the PGA Tour, and he basically put out a tweet, which was, I think, tongue-in-cheek joking, but they're looking for something. He says he wants reparations you can Venmo me the $140 million that I turned down to go over there. Well, Will, you had your chance. You had your chance and you didn't take it. And you saw really smart guys like Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau By the way, all conservatives, okay? Most golfers are. Plenty of conservatives stayed on the PGA Tour. Most golfers are conservative. This tour runs 85-15, Republican over Democrat. It's largely conservatives. But the capitalist pigs, if you will, Mickelson, Koepka, DeChambeau, Sergio, we saw who they were, that were vilified in the media by all the liberals in the media. All the media covering golf are liberal. All the golfers are conservative, which creates a really interesting dynamic. But the people that left were vilified. The conservatives that stayed were not. I don't know exactly what Rory McIlroy is. He's from Northern Ireland, but he's working on his American citizenship. He lives in Florida. He is the most staunch supporter of the PGA Tour. He feels hurt, I think, by all this. They're fools. I don't know how else to say it. They're idiots. If they couldn't see this coming, and I had so many people text me yesterday, people that I respect, oh my God, can you believe this? I'm like, can I believe it? I've been talking about it for over a year. There was no way this wasn't going to happen. That Saudi fund is $750 billion. It is not going away. They were going to get the best players, and the PGA Tour knew it. And they should have known it the second Phil Mickelson left, which is when I started sounding the alarms, this thing is over. Phil Mickelson is one of the smartest guys on the PGA Tour board, right? He understands the business of all this. He left, and he said, players, you're going to get screwed by them. You're going to get screwed. And he was right. And Donald Trump put out a tweet last July that said the same thing. The most amazing part of the golf merger, for me, was the fact that it buried what should have been unbelievable news for Chris Christie and Mike Pence as they both announced they're running for president, and nobody cares. The entire world, even non-golf fans, were saying, can you believe this is happening? These Saudis are taking over the golf league. You know what's going to happen? And we don't know exactly what's going to happen. A lot of people are saying LIV Golf is going to go away. My personal opinion is LIV Golf is the perfect place for Tiger freaking Woods. He can't compete at the highest level anymore. He can't walk the whole golf course. But if he goes and plays 54-hole events in shorts or however he wants to dress on the LIV Tour globally around the world at places that have never seen Tiger Woods in person, they'll let him use a cart. They'll pay him. Apparently, he turned down $800 million to join LIV. Okay? And I think nobody's talking about Tiger, and I think Tiger's a big part of this. I think at some point, Tiger's like, wait a second, I'm going to go do that. I can't play on this tour anymore. I'm going to go do that and take the money and live large over there. Why would LIV go away? You know, we think of the senior tour, the PGA Tour champions. Why would LIV go away if it's the place that we can send the 35 to 50-year-olds that have won major championships that don't want to play the grind of all these other tournaments? It's absolutely perfect for Tiger Woods. Why would LIV go away in this merger? The Saudi investors have said, we have proven there's a different way to play golf and our fans like it. It can work side by side with a PGA Tour. Everybody out there is saying today LIV Golf is going away. That's part of the deal. Jay Monahan said, we'll take your investment. We'll let you come in here. We'll form a for-profit organization, but LIV Golf has to go away. Well, I haven't heard that. I didn't hear the Saudis saying that. Did you? Do you think they went to the trouble of starting that type of golf, that sort of environment? And it is as much exhibition as anything else, but they are playing for $5 million. So it isn't, I mean, you know they're trying when they're playing for that kind of money, and it is the perfect place for Tiger Woods to be the global phenomenon that he is. As he's older and can't walk as much, people won't care. They want to see Tiger Woods. Golf needs a place for Tiger Woods, and the PGA Tour is not that place. Major championships are not that place. Golf will crave Tiger Woods for the next 20 years. There are cities with 5-10 million people in them globally that have never seen Tiger Woods. They will sell out the golf courses if you put Tiger Woods out there, and the TV networks will broadcast it. There's so much more to golf than what we're getting today. This was very easy to see. And so I will pat myself on the back because I knew this was coming. There was no way to avoid it. I said yesterday to Chris DeGaulle when I was on with him, the PGA Tour could have gotten a better deal a year ago, but they would have gotten a worse deal a year from now. It had to be done. This thing was inevitable. Absolutely, completely, utterly inevitable. The funny part of it to me, truly, is that Mike Pence and Chris Christie are announcing their candidacy. Nobody cares. and the entire internet is focused on a Truth Social post from July of 2022 where Donald Trump told the PGA Tour players, you're fools if you don't go, that the merger will happen, and if you don't take the money now, you won't get the money. Much of the things that I was saying, Stephen A. Smith was saying, a handful of people were saying, not the people who cover golf. Not the people who cover golf. They were looking at it through who pays their paycheck and what they were rooting for. They were rooting for the PGA Tour to withstand all this, and there was no way it could. And so I just think it's hysterical. The other thing is, if you still want to bang that drum of, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing business with the Saudis. And I hear this over and over and over. I got golf buddies. They're like, ah, and they love the PGA Tour. And the PGA Tour is not going away. This saves the PGA Tour. I don't think the players know that yet. And I don't think the players on that tour know how much more money is coming their way because of this. I don't think they have any clue. Once there is one corporation at the top that goes and negotiates on behalf of the entire sport, there will be huge sums of money from sponsorships in certain countries to maybe they all wear the same swoosh on their golf shirt or something like that. And everybody in the PGA Tour gets paid for that. It could be worth billions and billions of dollars that are untapped at this point. The Saudis know what they're doing. Okay? So if you're still hung up on this, and I think many in this audience are like, oh, I can't believe the Saudis, there's human rights violations and all this other stuff. Yes, there's imperfect places in the world. There's all kinds of crappy countries out there doing really rotten things to people. There are. But I'm going to ask you, in the last, I don't know, month, maybe the last 2 days, maybe in the last hour, have you used, this is just a short list, have you used Uber? Have you gone to Starbucks? Have you been to Costco? Are you on Facebook? Do you play Madden or Call of Duty? Have you been on a Zoom call? Have you Googled anything? Or have you used PayPal? That's a short list. That's a short list. This Saudi investment fund, which is basically the royal family over there, and the pension for the people who live in Saudi Arabia, that's their holdings. That's what the fund holdings are. American companies, not all of these are American, but American companies, iconic American brands. The PGA Tour is no different. And we don't know where they stop. Heard Mike Tirico say yesterday, maybe they go try to get SEC football next. I don't know what they're going to do next. I don't know what they're going to do, but they've got almost $1 trillion. And they're smart, and they know what they're doing, and you cannot live your life without supporting the Saudis. You can't. If you've put gas in your car, no question, at some point in your life, you have pumped gas in your car that came from Saudi Arabia, that the oil came from there. There's no doubt about that. We've imported so much Saudi oil through the years, it is impossible to believe that you've gone your whole life without putting gas in your car from Saudi Arabia. So for me, and you don't have to like this about me, I've given up on it. I've given up on the one world thing. I've been completely honest with all of you. My favorite stock is Apple. Apple's a global company. They're involved in a lot of politics and a lot of things that I don't care for, but I don't care. I'm looking out for me at this point. I see the global landscape. I don't have to love it, but I have to accept it. And I have to adapt in the world that I live in. I wrote a patron post on Saturday where we talked about conservatives being known as people that are unbending, stuck in time in the past and want to revisit the past. Look, I think it's very important to differentiate between being conservative and saying history has proven that conservatism works and these are the things that have been great about America and we need to keep those. We can identify what those are. We can also identify that things are moving in a different direction and we must adapt to that. It can't be stopped. We must adapt. We don't want to get left behind as individuals or as Americans, even as conservatives. So is that a cop-out? I don't know. I don't know how to invest my retirement with just conservative companies, and I don't know that that would be the smart thing to do. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to go to the store and say, where was this product made? Where was this packaging from? You know, I got a couple of water cannons for the pool at Walmart, and I opened them up, and I got to the pool on Sunday, and I looked at the side of it, said made in China. China's horrible. There's human rights abuses everywhere in China. What am I going to do? You can't do it anymore. It's impossible. And I'm not really waving the right flag that we pick and choose. I get the Bud Light thing. I don't go to Target. I haven't worn a piece of Nike clothing in 12 years, I don't think. At least 12 years. I just won't. I just won't. The whole Colin Kaepernick thing for me was just was too much. Paying him to be a spokesperson, millions and millions of dollars, to kneel for the anthem and wear a Fidel Castro t-shirt, that was too far for me. That, to me, was worse than Dylan Mulvaney. For me. It's not the other stuff. It's not the kids that make the shoes or anything. It's not that. It was the Kaepernick thing. It was paying him for no reason. That just blew my mind. And I haven't worn Nike since. That's me. That's me personally. And I will pick and choose. I will find stuff. And I'll be right there with you. But you can't do it all. And you can't do it in golf. So it all led to really an amazing conversation last night. We had the guys, my neighbor to the east of me was out grilling. And I don't want to get into great detail because they deserve their respect and privacy. I'm not going to give his name or anything like that. He has a high-level job at American Century. And he really, really, really knows this stuff. He's younger than I am. He's just a really smart guy, right? So I'm out there watering some stuff we've put in. Yesterday, the guys from Earth Effects Outdoor were out to my house. And we put in, I don't even know, they're not bushes, they're trees. They're five little trees, and they built me a mulch area on the east part of my property before the woods. It's a prettier view from our back patio. As we built this house, we're working on, we didn't know what to do behind our house. We really didn't know what to do. We finished it. We built our back bar and kitchen and a patio area and stuff, but we didn't know exactly where to put flowers or where to put what bushes. We couldn't visualize it until we moved in. We wanted to see where we'd sit at night or in the evening when we're outside, and now we're starting to get those sight lines. So I have Earth Effects Outdoor come out. They're online at eeoutdoor.com. They're a great sponsor of the podcast. You've heard about Earth Effects Outdoor. If you're doing any landscaping or hardscaping or waterfalls or ponds or anything, Daniel and his team at Earth Effects are top notch. Darren came out yesterday as the crew chief with his guys, and they started working on putting some of these shrub-like trees. I don't even know what they're called. I'm terrible. Jessica knows. But they build these berms, and they do all this great stuff, and they just put in a bunch of lights back there in the woods, and it lights up the trees kind of at night. It's just gorgeous. I mean, the work they do at EE Outdoor is unbelievable. I can't recommend them more highly. EEOutdoor.com. We'll talk more about them over the coming weeks because this is their time of year, and it's your time of year to call them and get on board. They can literally do anything landscaping or hardscaping for you, and they're just phenomenal service. So I'm out there, and I told the guys, I said, you've been here a long day. Like, I went and got them cherry limeades and stuff. They were happy that I did that. Like, you guys, it's hot out here, man. You guys are working today. This is rough. And they stayed pretty late, and so it's like maybe 6:15 or 6:30, and they're just cleaning up and leaving. They wanted to get it all done in one day, and so they did. It was a pretty big job. And I said, you guys, I got this. I said, let me finish this cleanup here. Go home to your families. I'll water all these things that you just put in. They need to be soaked, right? These trees have been put in the ground. They need to be soaked. So I'm out there watering, and my neighbor's over at his grill, and he's a pretty quiet guy, to be honest. And so I holler across at him. I can see him kind of through the trees a little bit. I holler, what's for dinner? And he says, salmon. I said, you planking that, or you got it on foil, or what? He's like, nope, just put it on the grill. Can't believe my kids like it. We leave the skin on and then take care of it after. And he had it down. He had it figured out. And he's grilling. And I keep watering. Well, there's like a 30-second pause or something. And he hollers back. He goes, you're a golf fan, right? Because we don't know each other that well. But I think they've seen us. They know we play golf. We wear golf clothes all the time. And I say, oh, yeah. I guess he knows what I do. I guess. They're not from here originally. They're from Minnesota, so I don't know. They haven't been here forever. I guess. You don't walk around and say, hey, do you know who I am? I was a guy on the radio for 23 years. I really know about sports. But I feel like I really know about sports, and I feel like I really know about golf. And I saw this coming. He goes, wow, what a shocker. And I said, well, not really. I said, I've been thinking for a year this had to happen because the Saudis have so much money that this was inevitable. They were buying up all the best players. Then he starts talking about the public investment fund, which apparently American Century has something to do with or manages in some way, or I don't know what. He started saying, yeah, the the king or the royal family and da-da-da-da-da and $750 billion and they're in this and this and this. And he's rattling this stuff off. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm looking at him because it's just going over my head. Then I start telling him about the golf and the players that were taken away and how the majors aren't really part of the tour. And now he's looking at me like I've got a disease. I'm telling him the golf part and he's got no clue. And he's telling me the investment part and I've got no clue. It's unbelievable. We had a two-man conversation where we both had a level of expertise that the other just couldn't comprehend. And I thought, that's exactly what this merger is. It is the confluence of the golf world, the sports world, people who know and love golf with something much bigger and greater than that, which is this public fund in Saudi Arabia and their $750 billion and the way they've invested and grown their fund and how much money they have. It really is two different worlds, and it makes all the sense in the world. Would it be great if this were an American company doing this or an American fund doing it? Yes, it would be great if that's what were going on. But it was the Saudis that wanted it. They want golf in the Middle East. They want golf globally. There are markets all over the world where there is no golf, and they want to take it there. They have a different vision than an American company would have wanted. Could Apple Corporation have done this? Of course Apple could have done this. Apple could have put the golf tour together. Why would Apple dabble in something like that? Remember, the key to this fund in Saudi Arabia is diversity. That's why I mentioned they have massive holdings in Uber, Starbucks, Costco, Meta, the Madden games, Call of Duty, Zoom, Google, PayPal, and now the PGA Tour. It's what they do. They've diversified in Saudi Arabia because all their money was in oil. And they've said, we need to take this oil money and diversify. So we have $1 trillion on our own outside of oil. And that indeed is what they've done. And that's why this was very predictable and why it happened. Fascinating day for me. I loved it. And I really think you will like the Patron podcast. We go into the kind of the nuts and bolts of the whole thing. What I've given you now is different than what was in the Patron podcast. This is just kind of 24 hours later and, you know, what we've seen from different people. I do think one of the funniest parts of this is freaking golf blew Chris Christie and Mike Pence off the radar as they were announcing they were running for president. And Trump's got a post out there from last July where he predicts all of this stuff. So even on a day where two guys are running and blasting Trump, oh, what melts the internet down? Donald Trump with an 11-month-old tweet that this was going to happen. It's amazing. The whole thing was absolutely amazing. And now I look out my window where I broadcast every day and see a couple of those nice new trees that they put in from Earth Effects Outdoor yesterday. We really appreciate the work that they do. They're a great sponsor. We haven't talked about them as much as a lot of the other sponsors, but if you're looking for a landscaper, anything, any work being done, a retaining wall, drainage, anything like that, Earth Effects is awesome. I can't recommend them more highly. They've been great here. They were here 2 days, one day last week and one day today. I've got lights now back in my woods, which is just beautiful at night. And they've done some berms and some really cool things. I'm a paying customer with these sponsors. I bought my car at Roberts Robinson. I bought my roof from Ron Buck. I got my TVs at B-Stock. I've got my landscaping from EE Outdoor. I mean, I'm a paying customer. Just like what I ask you is to support the sponsors. I support them with my own dollars. They're not just coming out here because Podcast Boy's a nice guy and doing work for me. No. We're paying for this stuff. And I wouldn't have it any other way. These are just great folks. Across the board, really, really great people. We have tremendous sponsors like 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Their message is very simple. If you have copiers, printers, phone systems, voice over IP at your office, and you have one of these mega companies, corporations, that is running all this for you, you're paying too much, and we're pretty sure there's a good chance you've had really poor customer service. Nobody comes out and fixes them for you. You don't need to call. You call them and you've got somebody on the phone from Guatemala or India, and you've got a real problem on your hands. 360 Document Solution personalizes this and makes it local for you. Anywhere in Kansas, Missouri, or Oklahoma, 360documentsolutions.com. Give them the opportunity to come to your business and take a look. You're going to feel a lot better the next time you have a service issue when one of their folks comes right over and takes care of it for you. And you don't have to call India and try to schedule a third party. Service is everything with 360 Document Solutions. Copiers, printers, voice over IP, phone systems. You got this. 360documentsolutions.com. Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. Great time, summer is, to get that heart scan. You've probably got a little more time on your hands in the summer. It's under $100 to get your heart scanned at Advanced Medical Imaging online at medimageks.com. If you've had something unique happen with your health circumstance and your doctor's ordered an MRI or a CT scan, that's what they really do at Advanced Medical Imaging, and here's what's great about them. They'll do it today or tomorrow. They have the newest, most comfortable machines and the most quiet, natural environment around your MRI or CT scan of anywhere in the Midwest. These are brand new, non-invasive, big open spaces. You're going to like it. They will take your insurance. If your doctor says get an MRI or CT scan, Advanced Medical Imaging works with all major insurers. So why wait? Find out today. Schedule it online at medimageks.com. BStock.net's giving away a free Samsung TU 7000 70-inch TV. They told me over the weekend, not very many people went and signed up. All you got to do is go to BStock and sign up so there are not many people in this raffle. Your chances of winning this are way better than going and buying a lottery ticket or entering some, you know, online promotion or something like that. Everybody likes the ease of entering online. It takes a special person to go to the location and sign up in person. So this is a great chance to win a TV. Not many people will drive there and sign up. We just won't. We want to all do everything on our phones. So it's an in-store contest. And if you make a purchase, you get another entry. That's a pretty good deal right there. BStock's located in Olathe at the old Toys R Us warehouse, 14680 South Flaming Road. Check it all out. By the way, Father's Day deals, nobody undercuts BStock when it comes to Sonos systems. 20% off Sonos through Father's Day. Jump on this, guys. 20% off the already low price of a Sonos system at BStock.net. I got a terrific email from a listener named Keith. It was simple, sweet. This isn't a big topic. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this one, but I just thought it was great because so many of you are so smart and send in things that I find just very, very common sense smart. Keith pointed out to me that AOC is really big on student loan forgiveness. Like, this is the hill she's willing to die on. And he points out, this is interesting because this is the woman that turned down Amazon in her own district because they wanted too many tax credits. Amazon was one of the first companies ever, and continues to do this today, to offer full and complete tuition reimbursement to their employees, even part-time employees. Translation, if you want to continue your education, you can get a part-time job on the side at Amazon. They'll pay you a pretty good wage. And if you're paying for your school, they'll reimburse all that to you for working at Amazon. And AOC was against Amazon coming in. He said, I think I've seen a lot of hypocrisy out there, but her running around saying that the government needs to forgive student loans when she's turning down companies coming into her district that are going to provide free education for people that live in her district is one of the worst injustices I've ever seen. It's Keith, way to go. That is simple. That is smart. That is great. And that's where Democrats always get caught up. They can't live in their own facts. They just can't. They run too much on emotion and too much on pinpointing a person, making them evil for whatever reason, and winning off that. I read a great piece. I think it was at foxnews.com. The guy's name was Michael Watson, and he identified what happened with Bud Light. There's been a lot of reaction to the Bud Light thing. This was different. He said conservatives didn't study Saul Alinsky in the 1960s. They didn't study him, but they've learned from Democrats now since Saul Alinsky in the 60s and what Democrats have done for the last 60 years. Conservatives sort of know this now. You know the Democrats' playbook. Saul Alinsky used to say, isolate something, target it, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, neutralize it. Find one thing. So his point was, Miller Lite and Coors Light are doing stuff for Pride Month. They do stuff with inclusivity. They have ESG and all these corporate mandates. All the beer companies do. But When you found one simple thing like Dylan Vilmady and Bud Light, and you targeted one brand and made them evil, not Budweiser, not the other Anheuser-Busch beers, not Coors Light, Miller Lite, or the beer industry for supporting all this. No, just one brand. You target one, you isolate it, and you destroy it. When you do that, you scare the bejeebies out of all the other beers. And that's been the Democrats' playbook for 60 years. And that's exactly right, and I think Keith points this out. You target student loan forgiveness, or you say things like reparations for blacks in America. You target one thing, and you basically paint everyone that's against it as evil. This is what conservatives have done with Bud Light and now Target. Does Walmart have some of the same policies as Target? I guarantee you they do. I guarantee you they've got some of the same corporate policies that Target does that you and I wouldn't care for very much. But you isolate Target and you blow them up and you let them lose $16 billion of market cap on the stock exchange. And you watch what happens, and now 200 LGBTQ plus groups are out to get Target because they're pissed that they moved the stuff to the back of the store. Now everybody is mad at Target. Conservatives have found a way to do what Saul Alinsky was teaching Democrats to do in the 1960s. The first big Target that was felled by this strategy in this story by Michael Watson, as pointed out, was Richard Nixon. The Democrats targeted Nixon for one, comparatively speaking to the Bidens today, one little thing, recording some tapes at a hotel, one little thing. They targeted him, they made him the person, and they got him. They've tried to do this with Trump and it hasn't worked. It has not worked for them because their problem is they do too much of it. You can't, people get weary of just the continuity of the Democrats targeting, isolating one thing and targeting it and saying, this is the biggest thing since Watergate. How many times have you heard a Democrat say, biggest thing since Watergate? Because that's the beginning of their Mount Rushmore. Taking down Nixon was their first. Conservatives taking something down, their first, Bud Light. Richard Nixon and Bud Light. This story draws the whole thing together. It's like conservatives are just now figuring out the power that they have. They're learning through social media. It's a whole new world. They don't even know they're copying the Democrats and Saul Alinsky and what he taught, but it's brilliant. And here's AOC with her student loan forgiveness, trying to make, you know, point to something and make it evil, yet she doesn't really care about this stuff. She's turning down Amazon in her own district, and they pay for college for all these people. They can't defend their actions. This Bud Light thing's pretty easy to defend. We were just offended by this. We don't like it. We got other beers. We're going there. We're not saying you got to go out of business or anybody's going to jail, but if this is the choice you're making, we'll make our choice and go elsewhere. Doing it through consumerism is powerful. The Democrats want to use it for votes. It's powerful there. It's the only way they've ever won. What conservatives have done to Bud Light is the only way in my lifetime that Democrats have won elections. It's the only way they've done it because they can't win on the issues. They've never been able to win on the issues. They can only isolate, target, and destroy one thing, make everyone think that everything like that is evil. I just don't know that many people that are running around that waste any time in your day or my day worrying about the fact that somebody's a transgender. It doesn't bother me. It just doesn't. I'm sorry, I don't think about it. I don't think about it until you start harming other people. You start teaching six-year-olds how to be transgenders. That's a problem. That's a really, really, really big problem. It's fascinating. Tucker Carlson debuted his new broadcast, video, whatever you want to call it. It's called Tucker on Twitter. And it is, by the time of this recording, which is 15 hours since he released it, maybe. A little more than that, 17 hours, 18 hours since he released it. 60 million views. It's 10 minutes long. He covered a wide variety of topics. It's essentially the monologue from his previous show without the graphics, without the sound bites. He clearly isn't paying the staff to put it together in such a way that he did before, which he should if he was going to debut. So, okay, you know I love Tucker. The reaction to this has been off the charts that so many people, that 60 million views. Everybody is saying this is the beginning of the end for traditional media. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. And I'll tell you why. I think this is great. I think it's amazing that Tucker did this. First thing is, I want to know how he's going to make money. There were no ads. You got to sustain yourself. It's great to get all the hits. Now, what are you going to do with that? I know there's ways to monetize that. I get it. Pop-ups and they get into your phone, and I get that. There's ways. It's not that he won't make money, but is he going to make $25 million a year doing this, which is what Fox News was paying him? It was 10 minutes long, and for me, watching on my phone, I didn't make it all the way through. It felt like it was, at least I'd been watching for 25 minutes when I stopped. It's weird watching on my phone, sitting in my living room. It's great, but people like the comfort of their sofa and watching on TV and whatever. We have things that are customary to us. Again, I'm not saying this isn't a big deal. I don't think it's as big a deal as people are making it. People say this is the end for traditional media. The Tucker Carlson got 60 million views, 169,000 retweets. I'll ask you this. How does a view work on Twitter? I know very little about Twitter. I'm not even very good on Twitter. I'm on there, but I'm not great. I don't try very hard, to be honest. I could have a camera right here. I've got a nice board behind me that says Kevin Kietzman has issues. I could do videos every day, and they would get 10 times as many views as the posts that I put up. They'll get retweeted. People will make fun of my glasses. They'll say I need a haircut. What kind of stupid shirt is that? There will be all kinds of people watching my videos if I put them up. I know this, but I don't know how to monetize that. What's the point? You're just going to put something up that people are going to pass around and make fun of and dissect and comment on and all these other things? So to me, I haven't done that yet. I'm not saying I won't. I was originally going to in the start. We've had success doing this the way we're doing it, and I kind of like it this way. But when I scroll through my Twitter timeline, and I don't know how many of you are on Twitter and how many aren't, when I scroll through mine and I get to Tucker's tweet, the video's already playing. I didn't hit play. Hell, I don't know how to set that up. How many views would I get if I could set it up to where it does that? Or does it do that automatically now when it's a video? When you stop there, you don't even have to touch it. You don't have to open it. You don't have to hit it. It just starts playing. So it's got 60 million views, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm at least 10 of them. And I only watched half of it once, but I've scrolled through and other people are retweeting it. And as I go slower and somebody's retweeted this that I'm following and it stops, it starts playing Tucker's video again. So I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe it. I certainly don't believe 60 million people saw it. It's got 60 million views. I won't argue that. But how many people really saw it? There's 169,000 retweets. That's a big retweet number. That's a massive retweet number. What's the percentage of retweeters? If you really like Tucker and you really watch this, you probably sent it to somebody or you retweeted it, right? And that's how so many different people see it, obviously. It goes into other feeds of people who don't follow Tucker and all this other stuff. But how many people really watch it? Elon Musk isn't going to tell you. The previous owners weren't going to tell you. I got to figure I consume less than 5% of my Twitter timeline. Like, I will go hours without looking at it. When I do, I scroll all the way through, put it to the top to refresh it to see the latest stuff. I almost watch it like a newswire. What's going on right now? So if I go 6 hours without looking at Twitter, I don't see the 6 hours worth of tweets. I'm gone. I'm on to the new stuff. I don't know how many people consume it that way. I really don't. But I don't think this is the end of people watching television or getting news on TV. I just don't. So look, I thought he was great. It just wasn't as good as his old monologue. It's not produced. He's got millions and millions of dollars. And I'm sure Elon Musk would have paid for the crew. He's doing this from his basement at his house. Bring the crew in, buy the equipment, put the sound bites in there to back up what you're saying, put the graphics on the screen like you used to, do all of that. His debut should have looked just like his monologue on Fox. Instead, it's 10 minutes of just him in front of the camera, reading off a teleprompter, which is fine. I like Tucker, and it was excellent content. It just wasn't as interesting. Most people you're going to hear from are just going to, you know, be all goo goo gaga over the thing. And I like it. I'm happy he's doing it. But that can't be the end all be all for Tucker Carlson. There's no way. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is brought to you by Tickets for Less. I had a gentleman email me this week and said the promo code for Tickets for Less didn't work. I said, okay. He said, it's KK Has Issues, right? I said, no. All my promo codes are KKHI. Very simple, four letters. KKHI. Tickets for Less, KKHI. Why don't you get some Luke Combs tickets? We'll see you at the concert on Saturday night. I'm headed to Arrowhead Saturday night for the Luke Combs concert. If you'd like to go, ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI. I got to go on there this week and get a couple of parking passes because we need two parking passes for this. We got a group of 10 people going. That's a couple of cars. I'm responsible for the parking passes. I'm going to use my own promo code KK. Again, I'm a paying customer. KKHI is the promo code I use at ticketsforless.com. Same thing at mypillow.com, mystore.com. All promo code KKHI. It's pretty simple stuff. Right now, big savings at mypillow.com. All of last winter's slippers got to go. Like, there's no money to be made here. They're giving these things away. It's giveaway season at mypillow.com on the slippers. So I think they're ridiculous. They're down. I can't even quote you the price. They're so low. If you need a pair of slippers, you'll steal one right now at mypillow.com, and you can use the promo code KKHI. Don't forget mystore.com, KKHI. That's a lot of great conservative products and services. And our friends at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, bringing back the low interest rates. 0.9% on GMC Sierra 1500s. 1.9% GMC Acadia. 1.9% on Blazer, Equinox, Trailblazer from Chevrolet. And 1.9% APR on Chevy Silverado LT, Turbo Max trucks, all right now with lifetime warranties at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. These are great guys. No matter where you live, they'd love to build your vehicle for you and deliver it right to you. It's that kind of customer service that you can expect from a great business like Roberts Robinson, online at robertsrobinson.com. Harrison Butker made some news after the Chiefs made news at the White House. Some people noted he was wearing a pin on his tie that I think had words in Latin, maybe Latin words. The translation of the words was protection of the vulnerable. Harrison Butker wore an anti-abortion pin right behind Joe Biden at the White House and is seen in photos right behind Joe Biden wearing a protection of the vulnerable pin. That's solid. That's solid. He didn't go there and do a bunch of interviews, start talking about abortion. He's awesome. Harrison Butker is incredible. That guy wants to run for office after football. He's going to get a lot of votes. He's amazing. And I was really down on him last year for missing all those kicks and the stuff that was going on with him. And I do think he's overpaid, but these are sports judgments I make. I think he had a game winner in the title game and a game winner in the Super Bowl. What more can you want? Guy's a 2-time Super Bowl winner. He's great. We love Harrison Butker. Wow, did they overpay him? He missed a lot of kicks and a lot of extra points, but that's okay. He's our guy and we love him. And he's just another one of the conservatives on the Chiefs. They are loaded with them, loaded with conservatives in the front office, in the ownership, in the locker room. They're loaded with them and it's working. That's pretty cool. I don't have a lot to say about that other than that's a great way. He didn't wear some abortion pin or something that was just, you know, outward, overt. No, he wore something that you had to crack the code, but he made his statement in a very classy form. He made a statement standing there with the president. Pretty cool. Jackson Mahomes had a good day in Johnson County Court. The judge has ruled in his case that they're going to keep his case filed under seal. That's a small win. I think that's the right thing. If this is a public official, I think it's maybe a little bit different. You know, if we're talking about Mayor Q, I think that's a totally different deal. I don't wish any ill will on Jackson Mahomes. I mostly just wish he and the wife would stop. That's all. They're annoying is the only thing. They're not really hurting anybody. They're just kind of annoying. But I don't think this has to be played out in the open. And I don't know that that's even fair for the alleged victims. Under seal is fine. Just tell us the outcome. I'm actually okay with this. A lot of people will say, it's outrageous. He's a public figure. He wants to live, and it's true. I can't argue that. He wants to live his life in public. He probably doesn't deserve the privacy that he's requesting. But I do respect people's privacy. I like mine. I think you like yours. I respect that. I'm not going to blast that decision right there. Tony's KansasCity.com had a great line today. The Royals lost on Tuesday night and went to 18-43. The Royals are trending the worst year in history. For them, they're not going to be as bad as the A's this year, but they're going to be awful. It doesn't look like there's any way the Royals stay under 100 losses. They're epically awful. Just terrible. In fact, they're so bad that last night we're watching, briefly, I have it on. I said, oh my God, this is terrible. She says, yeah. And she goes, what's up with Greinke? Why is he still pitching? And I said, you know, it's free money. He has to play for a crappy team. A good team's not going to have him at this point and pay him that kind of money. There's not. Playing for a crappy team, he's racking up strikeouts, history books, whatever, but he's losing games. His ERA is no good. Hey, look, the money's great. He likes pitching. I respect that. Mostly, and we've heard Greinke say this, I mentioned it a few weeks ago on the podcast, what he wants to do is join the 10-10 club. Zach Greinke wants 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases in his career, but he can't do it because the DH is universal, and he's just not going to get the chance to hit anymore. Zach Greinke has 9 home runs in his career and 9 stolen bases. He desperately wants 10 of each. Desperately wants 10 of each. I'll say this. The Royals are this bad. The most interesting thing you could have done last night in the Royals game was let Zach Greinke bat twice. I would have watched that. I'm just being honest. This is terrible. Watching Greinke bat would have been the most interesting thing of the Royals game last night. Think about it. You're in the entertainment business. Embrace this. Greinke's here. We're not going anywhere. We're not stunning the growth of some player. My God, we're awful. Right? It's not, you're not really, 2 at bats a week is not going to stunt the growth of any player, which is all Greinke would get is 2 at bats. Give him his 2 at bats the rest of the year and let's see if he can hit a home run and see if he can steal a base. What's the harm? I think that's more interesting than watching the Royals. It would give me a reason to watch the night Greinke pitches. I don't really like watching him pitch that much anymore. Used to be great. Now he's not even just a guy. He's below average. I think he fell to 1-6. ZRA's what, near 5? Not good. But I'd watch that. So at Tony's Kansas City, it is summed up this way. Our guy Tony over at TonysKansasCity.com publishes today on his site, quote, baseball had a great run. A nice century. Times change. Tastes veer. Attention spans shrink. Cultural gems become cultural relics. It's no one's fault. We just move on to new things. Now, that's pretty harsh. I didn't see the attribution, whether those were his words or somewhere else, but, and it's not particular to the Royals, because they certainly haven't been around for a century, but he makes an excellent point. I'd love to hear your feedback on whether you think that's true. Baseball had a great run, a nice century, but it's over. I think they're making improvements. The game's speeding up. I'm guessing if the Royals didn't stink so bad, we wouldn't be focusing on this, that we'd love our team. I really believe that. I think it's a local sport. I think it used to be a national sport, and now Major League Baseball is nothing but a local sport. I mean, as a kid, I used to watch the game of the week. We'd turn on NBC, and I'd watch the Yankees and A's play. And I couldn't take my eye off it. I'd watch the whole game. All the Royals games weren't on TV. But I'd watch that game of the week with Tony Kubek and Joe Garagiola. I'd watch every second of that thing. Unless I had a game myself. I couldn't wait. We couldn't record them. But I couldn't wait to watch that, the game of the week, or this week in baseball. It was national. The other teams were important. Now, in baseball, the only team that matters is your team. It's a very localized sport. The NFL, well, the NBA's got this a little bit. The NFL is the king of this. Like, I can watch the Ravens play the Browns, no problem, and somehow tell myself in my mind that this has something to do with the Chiefs because they're both in the AFC. I mean, honestly, it in all likelihood has nothing to do with the Chiefs, but I'm still watching because it's a national sport, and the national games that are on, everybody watches. Proof in that is the NBA Finals ratings. The NBA Finals ratings are up. They got 11.1 million for game one and 11.9 million for game two. Miami won game two at Denver. The series goes back to Miami Thursday night, and they probably will cross over 12 million this time. It'll probably be even more because now people are looking at this like it's a real series. To give you an idea, a typical Chiefs Sunday night game or even Sunday afternoon game on CBS can get twice as many viewers as this. And these are the finals in the NBA. Now, these are good numbers. I'm not bad-mouthing the NBA here. These are surprisingly good numbers for the NBA. But the Nuggets are a fun team to watch, and Miami is one hell of a story as an 8 seed. So there's some good stuff going on. And it doesn't hurt that they're pulling the flag out, playing the national anthem, showing it on TV, that all the woke BS in the NBA is not visible right now. You're not seeing any of that. They've basically shut LeBron James up. There's a lot going on here. The NBA is transitioning. They've looked at Bud Light. They know what's happening out there. You can tell that it's absent. It's not in your face. They're not at you trying to bring conservatives in. They're just saying, we're no longer going to push you away. And that's going to work over time. The NBA at the highest level is a good product. This is interesting and fun basketball to watch. And so I'm watching this series. I think it's fascinating to know that it's still only half the people that would typically watch a football game. But baseball, I don't even want to know how many people are watching the Royals games right now. I don't want to know. Again, it's a very localized sport, but it's a very low number. Our final is brought to you by Amini's Galleria 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. You know the deal. Instant cash rebates or 72 months now, no interest financing. So if you want to go in there and get new bar stools, really nice bar stools for your man cave, or outdoor patio furniture that's going to last a lifetime, essentially, it will last you forever. If you want to go get the good stuff, or if you want to get that golden tee machine you've always wanted, or pinball or gaming table or shuffleboard like I did, this is no interest financing. Costs you nothing. Pay it over time. I don't think that's a bad thing. I know a lot of people are I do that all the time. If the price is the same either way, why would I give you my money now if I could pay it over time? And 0%, that's a heck of a deal. Amini's Gallery, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. North Kansas City Dental wants you to make the switch to Dr. Bill Bush and his team of dentists at North Kansas City Dental. You can see Dr. Bush or any one of the other fine dentists at NKC Dental by scheduling your appointment at 816-471-2911. They have offices north of the river at Armor and Swift in downtown NKC or in Westwood near the plaza in Kansas. He's been the dentist of the Chiefs players for over a decade right now, and he can be your dentist too. NKCDental.com. And amazing garage floors. The EE Outdoor guys that were here yesterday got to my sprinkler. They wanted to put the sprinkler on and check where all the heads were. They said, can you open the garage door to get the sprinkler panel? I said, sure. He goes, oh my God, your floor looks great. I said, well, thank you. I get compliments on my garage floor all the time. I'm at that age, man. I'm just at that age in my life where I appreciate things like that. I've worked hard. I've worked hard for a long time. I love my garage floor. I love my new trees out there. I like my sprinkler system. I'm sorry. I'm a simple dude, but I got some things that I really like. I really like them. I don't have a big fancy car. I'm not spending, that. We bought a smaller house here, built a smaller house. It's great. I got things I like, man. My garage floor is one of them from AmazingGarageFloors.net. I see it every day, obviously, and I love it every day. I love it every day, and I think you will too. Our final is a heads up to another listener who sent me an email and said, hey, did you just catch this on the news yesterday? And I did not. I did catch this story a year ago. It has now been a year since we met 15 nurses at St. Luke's East in Lee's Summit. 15 nurses that all work in the maternity ward. 15 nurses that all work in the maternity ward at St. Luke's East in Lee's Summit that 1 year ago today were all pregnant. Every single one of them at the same time. Made national news. It's a great story. They took a pregnancy photo that they were all pregnant. I think some people derive from this, hey, these are COVID babies or, whatever. Whatever. 15 nurses in a maternity ward, all pregnant at once. Oh, it gets better. Turns out it was 16 and they didn't know it at the time. And there's a 16th baby. And they all posed for a reunion photo on Tuesday. 10 boys, 6 girls. Okay, that's beating the odds right there. Okay, right? We have 51% female, 49% male in America, I think. Or something close to that. So 10 boys, 6 girls. They posed for the photo. And the reunion photo, here's the best part of the reunion photo. It's great. Looking at the photo is great. The best part, the person who took the reunion photo is pregnant. I love it. Great story. Thanks for the tip on that one. That is our final. Love it if you hit that subscribe button. Follow, like, or subscribe, or tell somebody else about the podcast. It is good stuff. We'd be honored if you signed up as a patron. Patron podcast on Tuesday about the golf world and the thunderous move there is something I think you're really going to enjoy. You can unlock that. Sign up today. Just go to kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.